Welcome to The Advertising Show, America's only radio program focusing on advertising, media, marketing, product development, branding, new media, sales and customer relations. Stay with us for entertaining marketing discussion and our special guest interview. Now, here are your hosts, Ray Schillens and Brad Forsyth.
This is The Advertising Show with Ray Schillens and Brad Forsyth. How nice that you are here this weekend. Thanks for being here. Being brought to you by Advertising Age Magazine. Visit online at adage.com. And by Captivate Network. Visit them at captivate.com. The Advertising Show is a Big Radio Midgets production. Joseph Michelli is with us today, the author of a book. You're holding it there, Brad. Tell us the name of the book, please.
It is The New
New Gold Standard.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. We've got Joseph coming our way from Colorado Springs. And we have lots more as well this hour. We've got Gene Bliss in just a few minutes. Gene is our customer experience type person, and CEOs and customer profitability is what she's talking about today. Later on in the show, Shamin Abbas, activist for excellence, three ways to get attention. I know many ways to get attention,
sure.
But I'm sure Shamin will have some interesting twist on that.
Yeah.
Exactly. So. Mm-hmm. A lot of good stuff there. Along with Joseph, Joseph is a best-selling author, internationally sought-after speaker, and corporate consultant. Leadership gurus John Maxwell has suggested that Joseph must be considered on the short list of today's influential leadership authors, and we'll put a doctor in front of his name, too.
That's true.
So you can get your back looked at today for free.
Mm-hmm. Chiropractor.
What a nice guy.
Yeah.
Joseph, talking about the weather this weekend. The weather in Colorado Springs is never bad, or if at least it's bad, it's only bad for like an hour or so.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gets nice again.
But he called balmy 40 degrees, didn't he?
Well, that's all relative, isn't it?
That's true.
It's better than 300 below zero. Jim Cantore was on the Today Show this past week. You know, taking Al Roker's place.
Right.
Which is really kind of cool. I mean,
from the Weather Channel.
From the Weather Channel.
Yeah.
One wonders what's going on there because basically, the Weather Channel's cutting people off. Now, Cantore's one of the top people there, so I doubt that he'd go anywhere.
Right.
Job losses continue across Atlanta and Georgia, with the Weather Channel announcing this past week it has laid off some of its staff. No longer will the weather be as accurate as it was before. They're going to guess from now on. Let's see. The economic realities of recent months, where have we heard that before? Have created challenges for everybody in the business. In addition, when NBC Universal purchased the Weather Channel for an incredibly ridiculous amount, we expected that there would be cost synergies as part of a company reorganization. Well, that's layoffs. Cost synergies. What a great way to put that. Well, it's always difficult to lose valued employees. Obviously, they're not that valued. We're doing our best to minimize the impact and remain committed to providing the highest quality content that our viewers have come to expect from the Weather Channel.
Hmm.
I wonder who got whacked.
I'll never forget, 4 or 5 years ago, we had a guest on from the Weather Channel, Ray.
Ray Ban.
Ban.
Yeah, go figure.
Yeah, not the sunglass, but the guy.
What a name.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'll never forget. He had written a book about the Weather Channel and how it was founded and got off the ground, a cable network that, like many cable networks, was not expected to succeed and has done quite well until recently, until that article you just read, Ray.
Ray's probably gone.
You know, no surprise here. Campbell's is viewing a new demographic to increase their business, health benefits for the V8 juices. What is it?
Mm-hmm.
Seniors. We're going to have seniors drinking V8 juice. Instead of could have had a V8, it's could have had a V8, just did.
where do I put my V8?
Long live vegetables, I think, is another line. Young and Rubicam out of New York is the one behind the new campaign. So if you see that out there, a new target for V8, not the kids, but the old folks.
I'm good with V8, just with gin.
Well,
and a little Tabasco sauce.
And you might check the sodium content on that too while you're at it, because
the V8, it's probably loaded
pretty
like crazy.
High,
yeah, it's scary when you look at, if you actually do take a look at some of the products on the shelves, you go,
hey,
I don't want that.
It's convenience.
I don't want that.
Just take some vegetables, put it in your blender, and
there is nothing better. Welcome to the juicing show.
Yeah.
There is nothing better than creating your own concoctions,
sure.
Except for the one big mistake that I made that looked like The Exorcist.
Wow.
But it was pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
No, my favorite thing is apples and ginger root and carrots. Oh, that's good.
And a little gin.
No, that's for later.
Oh.
Yeah, no. That's a good raw product.
And by the way, I've never seen you drink a little gin.
That's possible. You never know.
Yeah.
Let's see. Gene Bliss is with us here on the Advertising Show. Let's listen.
Welcome to the customer experience, making customers your true priority for a profitable outcome. With your host, author, speaker, consultant, and customer crusader, Gene Bliss.
Organic customer growth drives long-term profitability. So why isn't it as important as quarterly sales goals? This is where the customer commitment can fall apart because what's actively asked for, measured, and rewarded doesn't always line up with what's good for customers. A business-to-business company was counting the number of customer accounts, but not the flow or the quality. The sales team was led by an ex-fighter pilot who set off the sales force on what he called speed kills. They were fired up to get as many customers as they could, as fast as they could, but they weren't keeping track of the difference in the value of business each new customer would bring. To them, one unit was one unit. Customers had become widgets. Each customer speed kill carried the same weight on the tote board used to measure success. The sales team exceeded their goal for new customer accounts that year, but sales became a drag on profits, which actually declined. To get beyond this, focus on the profitability of customers and customer accounts, not just the number.
This has been your weekly installment of The Customer Experience with Gene Bliss. Directing transformational customer insights for major U.S. market leaders, Gene is corporate America's change agent for a new inspirational understanding of today's consumer. To learn more about Gene's books and speaking engagements, or simply how to drive customer profitability for your company, log on to CustomerBliss.com.
Thank you, Gene. On the Advertising Show, it's Ray Schillens, Brad Forsyth, about to join in conversation out of Colorado Springs this weekend. It's Dr. Joseph Michelli, a best-selling author and a brand-new book that we're going to talk about today. He's also written books like The Starbucks Experience, Five Principles for Turning Ordinary into Extraordinary, When Fish Fly. I thought it said When Fish Fry. The world-famous Pike Place Fish Market, Seattle.
That's where they throw those fish.
Exactly, exactly. And the new gold standard about the Ritz-Carlton Hotel,
yeah.
Which is what we're talking about today here. So Dr. Joseph Michelli is with us momentarily here on the Advertising Show with Ray Schillens and Brad Forsyth.
You know, every year we used to feature advertising and advertising showcase, and
right.
We haven't done that in a while, and I wasn't going to do it this year.
I think we should.
But, you know, I'm going to mention this. You know, every year we used to remind people that when you do your holiday advertising, make sure after the first of the year, after Thanksgiving, you update your spot so you don't have any Christmas spots airing January 1st forward. Because you hear that all the time. You see it in the newspaper. Unfortunately, it's usually local advertisers that can't afford to be making those kind of mistakes. But I heard an ad on the radio today, Ray, and I thought it was rather strange. It was for a window company, and they have an endorsement by that's how they do in the home improvement business. You go find some legitimate individual that'll endorse your product,
right.
And he reads the script and so forth. Anyway, the endorser was saying, during these hot Houston summers, it's good to have windows from this company.
So, yeah, it's a good idea to change that up. Gee.
It was December 1st when that aired.
Yeah. Oh, we forgot about that. We ought to change that.
Yeah.
Dr. Joseph Michelli is next out of Colorado Springs with us here on The Advertising Show at theadvertisingshow.com. Hope you stay with us.
Here comes another typical commercial. I could get your attention by blowing a foghorn or maybe an awesome scream. But even that doesn't cut through the clutter enough to really captivate your attention. If you're an advertiser and you really want your message to be heard, then reach for the golden nugget of advertising. It's what's called a captive audience. One company delivers this much sought-after captive audience. And believe it or not, it's just the people you want to reach, business professionals and decision makers. It all happens in 23 of North America's largest and most progressive markets. And the captive audience is right there in the elevators of select premier office towers. Over 8,000 high-quality video screens get people's attention with what research proves they want, news and information. It's all combined with your branded message in a way that only this captive audience sees and absorbs. Cut the waste in your advertising budget by reaching just who you want to reach. Don't just advertise. Captivate your audience. To find out more, click on Captivate.com.
Make your advertising dollars work smarter. You're listening to The Advertising Show with Ray Schillings and Brad Forsyth.
These are the three largest selling soft drinks. Now, let's have a look and see what makes them so popular. As you can see, this one is a cola.
Welcome back to The Advertising Show with Ray Schillings and Brad Forsyth, as promised. Very special guest out of Colorado Springs, Dr. Joseph Michelli. He's author of The New Gold Standard. It's a brand new book. It's called Five Leadership Principles for Creating a Legendary Customer Experience, courtesy of the Ritz-Carlton Hotel Company. A lot of good stuff in that book. Joseph, it is a pleasure to have you here. Welcome to The Advertising Show.
It's great to be with you guys.
Yeah, Joseph, a lot of great companies out there beyond the Ritz-Carlton Company. I'm curious, why did you choose the Ritz-Carlton Company?
Because all the good ones have already been written about except the Ritz-Carlton. Now, you know, in fact, the Ritz-Carlton's an amazing story, and somehow they snuck through 125 years of not having anybody write about them. And frankly, a lot of people had approached them, and because of the success of the Starbucks experience and the way I treated that company, they were kind enough to give me at least a foothold in the door, and I got through that little hole, and we've been able to write about them, and I'm very excited about the book.
Yeah, you spend a little time in the beginning of the book with some background on Cesar Ritz, the founder of the Ritz-Carlton, and share some of that with our listeners, if you would.
This guy, you know, was an obsessive guy. He started off doing kind of a bellboy type activity in a hotel and built himself up to become a hotelier and built a couple of great hotels in Paris and in London, and his obsessiveness and commitment to service excellence has really been a landmark for this hotel and I think for the hotel industry. He really set a standard.
And that Ritz-Carlton Paris is still standing. Is that correct, the original?
It is, yeah, absolutely. His original property is still standing and a premier property to visit.
You know, we talk a lot about brand promise, the brand strategy and so forth, and core brand experience. You describe a bit of the difference between an advertising brand promise as well as a brand experience. Delineate that for us, would you, Joseph?
Yeah, just the bottom line. The brand promise is what you can pay people to believe you have. The brand experience is what people really get to experience when they come in the door and they see whether or not that promise is delivered upon. The Ritz-Carlton, the brand promise ultimately is you're going to have a memorable stay. And the way that brand promise gets translated to the employees, the internal message is that you're going to create the home of a loving parent. Mm-hmm. You're going to do what a loving parent would do on behalf of the guest in this hotel. And the delivery of that experience is left to the individual who walks in and determines whether or not their needs have not only been met, but have been anticipated like a parent would.
You know, I've spent some time, I know Ray has as well, in Ritz-Carlton, and there's some interesting insights that you share in the book about how they're able to execute this throughout their staff, and we're going to talk a little bit about that later in the interview. But for now, you're quoted, Joseph, as saying, many of your leadership principles may be easy to understand, but far more difficult to master. Why do you think marketing principles are a challenge for most companies to execute?
Well, I think one of the first things is the support of the marketing message as the integral message of the business. I think sometimes marketing is used for spin and to create some kind of a desired outcome on behalf of leadership. But in truth, it should be the DNA of the business. Whatever that marketing message is, it should very much be what every single employee is trying to create on the inside so that it can live on the outside.
Yeah, and I guess as you describe in the book, defining your principles yet executing is a whole nother challenge. Your book is based on five principles you discovered about the Ritz-Carlton and the so-called New Gold Standard for Outstanding Customer Service. We're going to talk about each one of these principles, and we'll have a few minutes here to touch on it this segment in greater detail. But let's start with define and refine one of your high level of each.
Well, first off, define is to say, who are you? What do? We create this experience of a loving parent for every guest. Every employee should know that. We should communicate that message from the beginning. This is a service professional organization. Everyone we hire should be selected on the basis of that. Daily conversations about the core values and strategy. There is no company I've ever run into that defines and continually communicates their message. As far as refining, this is a company that was founded for the country club set. All of their hotels looked exactly the same, just like country clubs did. Now, the Nouveau Rich is not from the country club generation, and they want properties that are relevant to the environment. And this company has done a great job of refining their product offerings to meet the evolving customer base.
Yeah, and I think that's a key point on the refinement. I think a lot of companies, and you tell me, Joseph, that a lot of companies are very quick to define, but they forget about refining and staying up and I guess defining themselves in a current way as opposed to how they were founded maybe 50 years ago.
Yeah, I've been working on an article for Harvard Business Review called The Risk of Excellence. And I think truly to be excellent in your business, you have to take some risks to go beyond your core offerings and explore relevant modifications of those core offerings, or else you're dead before you know it.
Yeah, and one of your other principles of your five there is an empowerment through trust. Is that entrusting your staff? Is that what exactly do you mean by that?
Absolutely. If you select well, if you really do the painful process of helping, defining who you want in your workforce, communicating to them what you expect, then you have to get hands off. You can't manage people. You have to lead them. You have to inspire them to do something bigger than themselves through your workplace. And I think the Ritz-Carlton has done a very good job of giving that empowerment. You know, it comes as practically as a $2,000 per day per guest authority that every employee has. So I could spend $2,000 on you today if I were the assistant busboy. Now, if I did that regularly, I'd have some serious coaching and probably be unemployed.
Yeah.
But the reality is I don't have to ask anybody to do what it takes to enhance your experience or to do service recovery. I don't have to go to a boss unless the cost is over $2,000.
On the Advertising Show, Ray Schillen's Brad Forsyth. Our special guest is author of a book called The New Gold Standard, Five Leadership Principles for Creating a Legendary Customer Experience, courtesy of the Ritz-Carlton Hotel, Dr. Joseph Michelli of Colorado Springs, with Ray Schillens and Brad Forsyth. Being powered by Shipple.com, it's the Advertising Show, and it's a program called Tendency that really kicks our website into high gear. Check it out at schipul.com. With Ray Schillens, Brad Forsyth, more with Dr. Joseph here in just a minute.
Why do more media professionals read iwantmedia.com? iwantmedia.com features reports from industry leaders and media personalities. iwantmedia.com gives you quick access to news, stats, trade orgs, and industry publications, and it's updated daily. Forbes says iwantmedia.com contains everything media professionals need to stay ahead of the game. The Washington Post calls it the source for the serious media geek. Do you get it? If you don't, you should. To sign up for free daily email alerts, visit iwantmedia.com.
Make informed decisions about your company's advertising strategy. This is The Advertising Show.
Stronger than dirt.
Back with you on The Advertising Show with Ray Schillens and Brad Forsyth, and a special guest this weekend out of Colorado Springs, Colorado, an incredibly gorgeous city. The New Gold Standard is the book, and Dr. Joseph Michelli is our special guest. Five Leadership Principles for Creating a Legendary Customer Experience. And Joseph, do we have a website on this too? I don't have one handy.
Yeah, it's called yournewgoldstandard.com.
Good.
Yournewgoldstandard.com.
We'll remind folks about that as well.
Yeah, Joseph, welcome back to the show. Third principle you mentioned is entitled, It's Not About You. Pretty much nails it by way of description. I'm curious, why should building a business on customer service and outstanding customer experience require an understanding among its staff that it's not about you, but it's all about the customer? Shouldn't this be obvious?
Oh, it should be, but it's not. You know, you ever get in those fights with your spouse and you're just back and forth, and all of a sudden somebody calls and you're so pleasant. Hello. You know, you can shift gears from your lower self to your higher self in a moment. But I see so many people in the service world who literally are all about them. I was trying to be served by somebody who had their iPod in the other day. I mean, how much worse can it get than having earplugs in while you're trying to serve somebody?
Mm-hmm.
And so I really think it is a reminder that for leaders, too, it's not what the leader wants. It's not what the leader wants to create in a business. It's what people need. You never make money unless you serve somebody else's need. And so as far as I'm concerned, keep reminding leadership, they don't have to have all the vision and direct the company in a particular way. They have to listen. I think that Paul Tillich, the philosopher, said the first act of love is to listen, and I think the first act of leadership is to listen.
You know, you mentioned, too, I want to ask about the, you mentioned before about Motel 6. Well, I did it about the Ritz-Carlton because, you know, Motel 6 was taken. The same type of experience that you get at a Motel 6 should be, or could be possibly, similar to in many kind of different ways as you would at the Ritz-Carlton, right?
It doesn't matter what your product, value is what is perceived by the end user. So So whether you're in a luxury space or if you're in a discount space, the way you create value added is by serving people well. And I think, if you want to compete against the Walmarts of the world, you're going to have to compete on price. But I think a lot of people are willing to spend a little bit more, not much more in these economic times, if they have better service. And if you are price even with Walmart and you have better service, you're going to beat Walmart. That's the way it works.
Yeah, and I think, we're talking about the Ritz-Carlton here, but when you talk about your fourth of the five principles being deliver wow, I think that's all relative to customer perception and expectation, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's not deliver fulfillment, right? It's not to fulfill the need of the customer. It is to make an emotional connection with the customer that treats them as something more than a wallet with legs. You know, that really accepts their humanity and makes a connection with them. And it's difficult because there's so many people trying to connect with folks. But the advertising space can get really cluttered. And, you know, I'll reckon back to my book on Starbucks. One of my favorite ad strategies is when they put magnetic cups on the top of cabs. Mm. So that when people would see them and they'd run up to the cab driver and knock on the window and tell them that their fare had left their cup on top, the cab driver would give them a $25 gift card. To what? Starbucks. It's really one of those points where you get rewarded for being a good Samaritan. It magnetically draws your good Samaritanship out of you. You feel proud of yourself, and you get rewarded with the product itself. That's dynamic, connected advertising. And I think that's really what I'm talking about in delivering wow.
Yeah, and you also mentioned wowing with a broad stroke. But just to follow up on what you were just speaking about, I would think that, you know, obviously any company out there can strive to deliver the wow factor. But when you're talking about a company like the Ritz-Carlton, where the expectation is set at a high level to begin with, delivering the wow, I think, would be, you know, quite a difficult achievement on behalf of all staff members. So it takes more from management to make sure that all staff are prepared to deliver on that.
You mean like, what have you done for me lately?
Amen. Right. Amen. And I think one of the great things is management has to then tell wow stories. They have to tell stories to their staff of when staff have done it, because that's the best way for them to emulate that type of behavior. Mm-hmm. You say, look at this. And it can be little stuff. Most of the time it is. One of my favorite examples of a wow is when you drive your car up to a Ritz-Carlton, the valet sees that you have a Gatorade of a certain flavor in your car. They have the authority on the $2,000 per day per diem to buy a $4 Gatorade. And so as you're leaving a Ritz-Carlton, you just so happen to notice in your cup holder a cold Gatorade of your flavor. Hmm. That may be 3 miles away. You're having a wow moment with a brand that you've already left.
In Brad's car, that would have been a can of Bud Light in a paper.
Yeah, right.
I'm joking.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. It might be a bottle of beer, but it wouldn't be a Bud Light.
Yeah, right.
And by the way, you've raised that $2,000 per diem. How often does a staff member actually access that?
Never have they spent $2,000.
But
never,
I mean, regularly do they access a portion of that?
They use the money, yeah, regularly, very regularly. Huh. And the fact of the matter is they should, because they're looking for opportunities. Now, the less money they spend, the better. And in truth, most of the people at the Ritz-Carlton could buy anything they want as a guest. So it's not a matter of wowing them with just giving them opulence. It's a matter of doing the little things. It's a matter of when somebody asks for grape jelly and you don't have grape jelly in your kitchen, you as a waitress get somebody to cover you and you go to the store right next door and buy the grape jelly. That's what it is.
In this world of total ridiculous customer service, nice to hear the Ritz-Carlton exists, and a great book too as well, The New Gold Standard, with Ray Schillings and Brad Forsyth on The Advertising Show. Dr. Joseph Michelli is our special guest. Got another segment with him in just a minute.
How can 18 different companies all sell the exact same thing known as water? It starts here in Advertising Age, the leading source for marketing, advertising, media, and ideas. For almost 75 years, we've covered the most thought-provoking, groundbreaking stories in the industry, giving you the competitive edge to be a leader. Your job demands you not only have good ideas, but great ideas. And those great ideas have to start somewhere. And that somewhere is in the pages of Advertising Age, and also online at adage.com. How can you get someone's attention if you don't have $10 million in a celebrity endorsement? It starts here, in Advertising Age, the leading source for marketing, advertising, media, and ideas. For almost 75 years, we've covered the most innovative and groundbreaking stories in the industry, giving you the competitive edge to be a leader. The next big idea demands out-of-the-box thinking. Start your search for greatness in the pages of Advertising Age, and also online at adage.com.
Simplifying the complex world of advertising. To reach Ray and Brad with your questions, log on to theadvertisingshow.com. This is The Advertising Show.
You worked too hard, you ate too much, the cheesecake made you greedy. Let your aching head and stomach hear this message from Old Speedy.
The Advertising Show with Ray Shillings and Brad Forsyth. Glad you're here this weekend. Tell a friend. The new gold standard is the book. Its author is Dr. Joseph Michelli out of Colorado Springs. 5 leadership principles for creating a legendary customer experience. Brad, you know who would love this book is our friend Howard Partridge.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's all about that as well.
Right.
Joseph, welcome back to the show.
It's good to be with you guys.
Yeah, real curious. At one time, Joseph, getting superior customer service was enough to stand out for most companies, but you say it takes much more today. Why is that?
Yeah, service is not enough. I mean, service is getting it right and delivering it the way the customer wants. That's service. Now, an experience says, let's design a particular emotion that we want to drive in the customer. Let's look at all touch points in our relationship between the customer and our brand, and let's make sure that we not only fulfill the customer's need, but we drive an emotional truth for them. And at Starbucks, that was kind of the hearth experience, kind of that welcoming, warm neighborhood thing. At the Ritz-Carlton, it's that home of a loving parent emotion of somebody nurturing you. At the Pike Place Fish Market, which I've written about, it was about creating a wacky, zany throwing of fish, superimposing life on a dead product of dead, slimy, cold fish. It doesn't matter what the product is. It matters what experience you want to create, and then are you aesthetically hitting all those touch points to integrate to make that experience come alive.
Well, let's imagine someone listening today has a company, they're doing great on service, but they want to elevate their service to an experience. Is there a way they can go about this?
Yeah, there are a lot of people like myself who go around the country trying to help people figure out what it is that they really want to drive. The Johnny's Fish Market, a little tiny fish stand, he was number 4 out of 4 fish stands in the area. He wanted to drive an experience that differentiated his product from the rest. And if you go down to Pike Place Fish in Seattle, Washington, you see him throwing fish. None of the other 3 fish stands at all have any humor, play, livelihood to them. And he decided he was going to create a lively experience over a dead product. And he superimposed that, and the way the guys react to the customer, people come there as a magnet. It is a magnet in Seattle. It's a tourist attraction.
So you just look for something that will differentiate you from your competitors, something a little zany, a little offbeat?
Something that's authentic to who you are and what you want to deliver.
Yeah.
And what your product needs you to deliver.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think today, you tell me, Joseph, but I think today a lot of us are willing to settle for less than average customer service. And at one time...
Not me.
Well, I mean, whether you settle for it or not, it's pretty much status quo, I think. Average customer service or poor customer service is something that a lot of consumers and anyone out there that's run into a retail environment or whatever, you tend to go along with what used to be a level of service that you wouldn't put up with. Are standards today less than what they were, say, 20 years ago?
I think they are, but I think for people who hold high standards, they really differentiate in a different space. They play in a different space. They really do get loyal customers. They get, you know, 18 repeat visits a month at a Starbucks, despite all the other economic challenges. A loyal customer of Starbucks is keeping that place going. And the Ritz-Carlton customer loyalty and engagement is incredibly high. People just look for them in the cities that they go. So, yeah, I think if you can do it, you get customer evangelists who become part of your sales team and add to your marketing and advertising strategy.
That's a great phrase, customer evangelist. Great idea. Go ahead.
One final question, Joseph. We've mentioned the Starbucks experience, a great book that you wrote and was out back in 06. I'm curious, Howard Schultz, CEO of Starbucks, what do you think went wrong? He's hit on a few bumpy roads here lately.
He has, you know, and AdAge, who I know is a sponsor of your show, they've contacted me many times talking about the varying strategies, including actually taking out advertisement as opposed to their word-of-mouth strategy. I think what went wrong is they compromised the experience and they focused on ROI and they put up cookie cutter stores that marginalized the customer experience with no smell of coffee in coffee houses. They made plenty of mistakes, and I think they're trying to get it back, and hopefully they can make the turn in this economy.
Yeah, given a run by McDonald's as well. You know, the coffee's not too bad there, although you can taste an awful lot of salt.
Dunkin' Donuts, yeah. The number one coffee provider in the United States, Dunkin' Donuts.
The best part about Starbucks is the experience, going in there, smelling, enjoying like the fireplace type stuff. That's
and
really
the best
cool.
part about Dunkin' Donuts are seeing all those cracks of those men sitting on those stools.
Yeah, that's not exactly a destination.
And the cracks of the stools.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
The cracks of the stools, too. That's even sort of going lower. Hey, Joseph, best of luck with your book and continued success as well. Let's give that website one more time, please.
Sure, it's called yournewgoldstandard.com.
Okay, very good. We are back in just a minute with the advertising show with Ray Shillings and Brad Forsyth. Stay with us.
There is somewhere better to get inspired creative ideas, and this is where it's at. OpenAd.net, the first online platform for advertisers, changing the way that ideas are created and traded. Access nearly 11,000 creative minds representing 125 countries around the world, waiting online to have a go at your brief. Imagine the impact such range and diversity of talent can have on your next advertising campaign. All creative work is IP cleared before you get it. We take care of all the details, while you get brilliant ideas in a fraction of the time, at a lower cost, and with a lot less fuss. No endless meetings, no away days. When a client needed a PR campaign to include people who couldn't make it to the G8 rally, they got 53,000 people to join a virtual protest and a campaign that won 2 international creative awards. OpenAd.net, busting down the walls of the ad industry. Put us to the test. Just go to openad.net and give us a try. What have you got to lose? The future starts here.
You're listening to The Advertising Show with Ray Shillings and Brad Forsyth.
You know me. Would you believe I'm Bugs Bunny? I'm also the voice of many other cartoon characters. But in here, they don't care if I'm Elmer Fudd.
So well, there's another one of customer experiences, the American Express folks, always caring for you while taking your money.
Yeah.
With Ray Shillings and Brad Forsyth, this is The Advertising Show. Dr. Joseph Michelli, a great guest, the new gold standard. Yournewgoldstandard.com is the website. So thanks to Joseph, not Joe, that's his dad.
Right.
We'll continue on here. By the way, next week and the week after, this is kind of like a holiday Christmas fun show. George Lois is our special guest. If you've ever watched the television series Mad Men, you'll know George, because George was that series and is that series.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about all the good in that series as well. If you don't know George Lois, please go ahead and Google. If you don't have a computer, go to the library. He has got a couple of great books. Iconic America is one of them. The other one, what is it?
George Lois on The Big Idea.
On The Big Idea.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so George is with us next week and the week after that. So if you're short on Christmas presents or holiday presents, we've got George on the 14th and George on the 21st. You record these things and give them to your best friend and your friends for, you know, forever.
Yeah, and you know, if you've not heard a George Lois program.
Joe Lewis, that's
yeah,
fine.
Joe Lewis. If you've never heard George Lois on the show, and we've had him on the show a couple other times, there's a reason why we have two shows back to back for George, and that is, and you'll know this once you listen to next week's show,
yeah.
You can't get enough of George in one show. I mean, the shows aren't long
possible,
enough.
No.
So it's got to be spread over two programs, and really looking forward to that, Ray.
Good. George coming up next week and the week after that, so make a note of that on theadvertisingshow.com. Shamin Abbas, our activist for excellence, 3 ways to get attention. Here is one.
And now it's time for Activist for Excellence. PR, publicity, and crisis management instruction for today's marketing professional. Now, here's your host, the uncompromising Shamin Abbas.
Let me give you 3 ways to get your client's attention. There are many ways to get a client's attention with advertising, marketing, and publicity. We're only limited by our creativity. but there are some surefire ways to get your client in front of its target audience. Number one, put the product or service in their hands. You can do this in many ways with grand openings, special events, charity tie-ins, inserting literature or product into goodie bags, sponsoring events, and networking events. Any chance a consumer has to interact with your client or try their product is the goal. We have a cosmetic client that has a unique patented technology that we can explain in releases or show on their website. But when we do it at an event where women can try it themselves, they're utterly sold. Number two, raise the profile of the business by giving it a personality. There are very few people who start companies who don't have great stories about how they got where they are. Business profiles are a compelling way to establish rapport with your audience. They build trust and reputation, and they appeal to yet another segment of the audience. Even the most frivolous product has a blood, sweat, and tears story about what it took to bring it to market, and that is compelling stuff. Taking this approach, we've had numerous clients on both national and local shows telling the story of how they got started. Number three, create spot-on pitches based on breaking news and current events. For example, we have a plastic surgery group of six doctors as a client. When the American Society of Plastic Surgery recently announced stats on the rise on plastic surgery for men, we immediately constructed a pitch on that topic, offering our doctors as expert opinion. Even if you don't get a particular story, continue responding to the news with opinion. You'll soon hit critical mass with the media. As professionals in highly competitive industries, we all know there's no such thing as a sure thing. You cannot guarantee people will respond to an ad, take action after reading an article, or buy your product after they use up a sample. We do believe that being nimble, responding quickly, being creative, and working relentlessly towards our goal create the best possible conditions for success.
You've been listening to Activist for Excellence, PR, publicity, and crisis management instruction for today's marketing professional with host Shamin Abbas. Shamin is president and founder of Shamin Abbas Public Relations, a full-service agency providing local, regional, national, and international media relations, special event production, and inventive promotion with offices in New York City and West Palm Beach. To learn more, visit ShaminAbbasPR.com. That's ShaminAbbasPR.com.
Shamin Abbas, always great to have you a part of the Advertising Show with Ray Shillins and Brad Forsyth. George Lois coming up next week at the Advertising Show. You know, Brad, on our website, we don't have it up at the moment, but one of the taglines was saving radio advertising from itself.
Mm-hmm. You mean okay? Your company, yes.
The company, yeah. And there's an article here out of the New York Times. Stephanie Clifford is the author, and it says, "Can radio save itself?" I thought that was rather interesting.
They stole it.
No, they didn't steal it. Radio revenues fall even as audience grow. So listeners diverted by iPods, internet, satellite radio companies are loaded with debt. Advertisers are heading to television or the web, and the advertisers that have continued to advertise on radio, like auto dealers and retailers, are being hit by the economic crisis and pulling back. Radio advertising down 10% in October from October 2007, according to the Radio Advertising Bureau, and the third quarter of numbers are dismal. CBS reported a revenue drop of 12. Citadel down by 10. CC Media Holdings, which owns Clear Channel, say radio was down 7%. So let's hope that 2009 can be a little bit better, and people understand that there still is value. Radio has not gotten to be the bad alternative medium. I think what it is I don't think advertisers really understand how to use radio unless they have an agency driving them.
You're exactly right, or a company like your own that will help the creative process. Then you've got the buying process left to someone else. But real quickly, Sirius Satellite Radio that acquired XM predicted here that would happen some 5 years ago. I heard a radio commercial the other day, and I personally thought that it was odd that a radio company would accept a commercial for Sirius Satellite Radio, because they're basically saying, you know, this is AM and FM all the time, and it's your kind of programming, and they're kind of slamming a little bit of the product that they are advertising on and trying to get people to understand that if you come to satellite radio, you get all of the wonderful programming that you can't find on the AM and FM dial. I don't know about you, Ray, but it seems kind of weird that they would be accepting that to try to deliver their audience away from the very medium currently owning there. So,
well, you know, a lot of the stations went ahead and they've done the cross promotion of each other. You know, if you don't like the all news or the news talk, you can get the music here.
Because they're owned by the same company.
Sure. So maybe there's some connectivity there, or they paid a really good rate.
I'm imagining.
The Advertising Show, brought to you by Advertising Age Magazine. Visit online at adage.com. And by Captivate Network, you can visit them at captivate.com. Don't forget, next week it's George Lois with Ray Shillins and Brad Forsythe. This is a Big Radio Midgets production.